In the seminary, before we studied theology, we studied philosophy. And throughout our philosophical studies, we came across a number of different phrases that have solidified themselves as traditional philosophical wisdom handed down from the great masters, even from the ancient Greeks and then into medieval philosophy and into our own time. Many of those phrases and principles are expressed in short Latin sentences. One of them came to my mind as I read the gospel for this Sunday. It's a phrase that, if you're a judge or a lawyer, you might also be familiar with because it's part of the legal jargon. And it goes like this: Nemo dat quod non habet. Nemo dat quod non habet. In English, it's translated, "No one gives what he does not have." That applies in many different ways in our lives, and we see it at work today in the gospel. Our Lord had come to earth, assumed a human nature, in order to ultimately save us from our sins by his death and resurrection. But before that, he came to teach, to reveal to us the fullness of the truth that God desired us to know. But he also knew that, limited as he was by his human nature, as one individual in a particular place and time in history, it would not be possible for him to go to all the corners of the world and to every time and century that would follow. And so his plan included, originally the 12 and many others, who he would send out as his representatives, as his missionaries, to carry out into the whole world this saving truth. But he also knew that no one can give what he does not first have, what he doesn't first receive. And so our Lord didn't just call these 12 men and say, okay, go on out there and bring everyone in. Instead, he invested an immense amount of time. This is in the 6th chapter of Mark's gospel, midway through, before he's ready to send them out. They have to be with him. They have to hear his teaching and witness his great miracles. They have to learn from his example of patience in opposition and persecution. Then and only then is he ready to send them out, because now they have what he's calling them to give to others. It's interesting, St. Mark says he began to send them out. You know, every word in sacred scripture is important. It's all the inspired word of God. He began to send them out. In other words, our Lord didn't just all at once say, go, but he began, he took time. With each of these pairs, he was sending them out two by two. He wanted to ensure that each pair was ready and confident for their mission. And so little by little, he sent them out when they were ready to carry out that great work he had for them. He began to send them out. And through those 12, eventually the gospel spread. Little by little, more and more, and more people took up that mission from the Lord to share the joy of our faith, the saving truth of the gospel. It's how we came to believe, through that line, that unbroken succession of men and women who heeded the call of the Lord. And now, in our day and age, you and I are chosen by the Lord. We're chosen not just for our own salvation, but to also become apostles in the world. You and I have an obligation, by virtue of our baptism and especially our confirmation, to be missionaries, to share the gospel, to share our love for Christ with others. That falls to each of us in a different way, depending upon the circumstances of our lives. Parents, it falls to you in a most important way with your children, to teach them, to form them in the truth. You know, I think the common reaction to that realization that the Lord has made us also to be apostles, missionaries in the world, is often one of hesitation and even intimidation. Who am I? How am I supposed to do what the apostles did so long ago? And a lot of times that hesitation, that intimidation, comes from the fact that we don't feel like we quite have what we're being called to give. No one can give what he doesn't first have. We don't feel equipped for that mission. The reality is that we should be equipped, or at least we can be equipped. That's what the second reading today was all about, this beautiful passage from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. It's so important, the church thinks, that it's prayed every Monday night in the Liturgy of the Hours by every priest and religious and many lay people throughout the world. Once a week we hear this passage from his letter to the Ephesians. One wonderful thing you could do this week is spend some time with that second reading. Ponder it, read it, let it sink in, because what St. Paul does here is he speaks of the many ways that God has equipped us, or that he desires at least to ready us for our mission. He says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavens." There's nothing God has withheld that we need to be his apostles in the world today. And I would highlight two things in particular that St. Paul speaks of. Two things he says we have received, two blessings that the Father has given us. The first is wisdom. In all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will. This is what Jesus did. He taught. He revealed to us the very mystery of God. And that wisdom comes to us. That truth the church has handed on faithfully through her tradition and through sacred scripture. We have access to that wisdom that we're called to share with others. The second blessing St. Paul speaks of is the grace of the Holy Spirit. In Christ, you also were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of our inheritance. In other words, we're not sent alone. The Lord desires to fill us with his Holy Spirit so that as we heed his call to be missionaries in the world, it's not just our own human wisdom and gifts, but it's the grace of the Holy Spirit that prompts words and actions in us. That grace comes to us in a special way when we open our hearts to the sacraments, those channels, those conduits of God's grace into our life, especially confession and Holy Communion that we are called to receive regularly in order to nourish us and strengthen in us that gift of the Holy Spirit. Wisdom and grace are offered to us by the Lord through his church because he desires to ready us to share with others the salvation that we have come to know in him. Are we open to that call? Are we willing to be instruments of the Lord? Do we want to allow him to send us out into the world? If so, let us resolve to equip ourselves with wisdom and grace through the teaching and the sacraments of the church. No, we cannot give what we do not have, but the Lord is giving us everything we need so that we can give what we do have. Perhaps each of us could think of just one way that we can better equip ourselves, that we can learn the wisdom of God, that we can open ourselves to his grace so that we might do our part like the apostles did so long ago in bringing the saving truth, the love of Christ, to our world today. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.